I will go ahead and continue with Washington coach Steve Sarkisian. The Huskies are on the road at California on Friday night. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
We have a question from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Steve, I got a question pertaining to the new kickoff touchback rule. You guys are ranked pretty low in the league in touchbacks, and I just wondered, does it have more to do with just an inability to kick it deep, or are you doing more strategic kickoffs where you're trying to get them to bring it out?
No, we haven't struck the ball great. Coons, our kicker, really does triple duty. He kicks off, he does field goals as well as punts. And I think there's just a bit of fatigue, but he's the best at all three that we have. And so we've got to cover great, quite honestly. And we know our kickoffs are going to be brought back out. And so we take, real pride in our ability to cover the kickoffs, and so far so good.
In the perfect world, would you just as soon boot it out of the end zone every time, or would there be situations where you'd like to use your kickoff coverage team?
Well, I think any time you can minimize an opportunity for a team to get a big return, you try to do it, So you just kick it out of the end zone, and so they get it to the 25, and you go play. I think there are some real special kickers out there that can get excellent hang time and still pin the ball right on the goal line. Then you got a real advantage to maybe pin them down on the 15 or so, but we don't have that luxury right now, so I don't have to make that decision right now either.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
We actually have two questions that popped into the queue.
Okay.
We have David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Hi, Coach. I just wonder, you obviously have some assistants who were at Cal last year. Is that a real advantage to you, or are you getting a lot of insight into the Bears from those guys?
Not really. Every year every team's different. We've got guys that moved on from our place last year, and we're different this year than we were last year. So the reality of it is, when you're dealing with 18 to 22-year-old young men, you got to try to put a good game plan in front of them and practice really well and prepare really well and motivate them extremely well so that they can go out and play to the best of their ability.
But any tendencies like this guy tends to do that and that guy tends to – any little things like that?
Well, I think whatever the tendencies that are there are on film, and that's what you study film for. Okay. We've got our own tendencies as well.
Okay.
Your next question comes from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, I know that you guys played Oregon and SC in back-to-back weeks. I didn't know whether you could handicap a little bit what this game might be like Saturday.
What do you mean handicap?
Well, what you make of the two teams and how you think the game might go down?
Well, I think it'll be a good game. They're both very talented teams. I think they're different in their style and their approaches, but they're both good teams, both well coached. It'll be a great game to watch.
The way that the conference is set up now, they could see each other again in a couple of weeks in the title game. Does that water down a game like this as opposed to a couple years ago where there was no conference title game?
I think this game means a lot to both teams, I'm sure. I think they'll be both be fired up and ready to play.
Your next question comes from Ann Peterson, the Associated Press.
Just ask my question, so I'm good. Thank you.
Any additional questions?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, Steve, that'll do it for you. Thanks for your time today.
All righty, thank you.
We'll see you.